Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger. America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world.
When a man's way please the Lord, the scriptures tell us, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And is not peace, in the last analysis, basically a matter of human rights? The right to live out our lives without fear of devastation, the right to breathe air as nature provided it, the right of future generations to a healthy existence. While we proceed to safeguard our national interests, let us also safeguard human interests. And the elimination of war and arms is clearly in the interest of both.
Yet wars are won on the offensive. And America and our friends will stay on the offensive.
The United States, as the world knows, will never start a war. We do not want a war. We do not now expect a war. This generation of Americans has already had enough, more than enough, of war and hate and oppression.
For the sake of peace and for the sake of the security, for the capacity to win the war, the first war of the 21st century, which is the war against terrorism and weapons of mass destruction in the hands of dictators.
Where those who perceive truth may strive to make others see, I have therefore chosen this time and place to discuss a topic on which ignorance too often abounds and the truth too rarely perceived, and that is the most important topic on earth, peace. What kind of a peace do I mean, and what kind of a peace do we seek? Not a Pax Americana, enforced on the world by American weapons of war. Not the peace of the grave or the security of the slave. I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on earth worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow and to hope and build a better life for their children. Not merely peace for Americans, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, but peace in all time.
Across the world, and in every part of America, people of goodwill are hoping and praying for peace. Our goal is peace for our own nation, for our friends, for our allies, and for all the peoples of the Middle East.
When we talk about war, we're really talking about peace.
The United States, as the world knows, will never start a war.
Yet wars are won on the offensive. And America and our friends will stay on the offensive. Bring them on.
We have to, in the next 8 years, build as many school buildings as we've built in our entire history.
Yet we will do what is necessary. We will spend what is necessary to achieve this essential victory in the war on terror. Bring them on.
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is a threat to America.
The enemy of every tyrant is the truth.
We know what a disarmed country looks like. And Iraq doesn't look like that.
Tyrants hate the truth.
We just discovered
undeclared chemical warheads in Iraq.
The enemy of every tyrant is the truth.
I believe Saddam Hussein is a threat to the American people.
Tyrants hate the truth.
He built up a massive war machine while neglecting the basic needs of his own people.
Tyrants hate the truth.
Tyrants hate the truth. Tyrants hate the truth.
While we proceed to safeguard our national interests, let us also safeguard human interests. And the elimination of war and arms is clearly in the interests of both.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
Not merely peace for Americans, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, but peace in all time.
There will be no going back to the era before September the 11th, 2001, to false comfort in a dangerous world.
And is not peace, in the last analysis, basically a matter of human rights?
Thousands of trained killers are plotting to attack us.
Not merely peace in our time, but peace in all time.
Barbaric killers.
The United States, as the world knows, will never start a war.
First war of the 21st century.
But peace in all time.
First war of the 21st century.
First war of the 21st century.
First war of the 21st century.
First war of the 21st century. But peace in all time. Peace in all time. Peace in all time.
Sometimes it seems like the terror threat may be going away. But all you gotta do is look on your TV today.